G'day, this is Neil Parks. I'm your host for Paranormally Speaking. I have an important episode, well, an interesting episode nonetheless, this week for you. I'm hoping you'll sit down for a minute and listen to this because there's a lot of information to go over. Crop formations, or crop circles, as they're commonly known as being called. Who's making them? Why are they making them? Where's the source coming from? Some believe that it's an ancient earthen technology that's been created by some mystical unseen force that science doesn't acknowledge, nor will they even begin to understand or accept it, that's creating these things from the ground up. Others say that it's some celestial being, a hybrid race, a highly technologically advanced race, creating these strange hieroglyphics mixed with geometric patterns. The interesting thing is when coming upon the site of a crop formation, I myself have been to several, when sampling the soil that is within the formation itself, you'll notice that there's like a soot to it. It becomes almost ashen-like. But at the same time, there's metallic properties that are within the soil all of a sudden, as if it's been distorted. The molecules have been changed. Also, the crops that are within the formation are swollen and slumped over, as if heated. Something with extreme heat, a high level of radiation that gives off a metallic residue is causing these things. And this is not just the ones I've investigated. It's not your typical run-of-the-mill crop circle that some drunken hillbilly made with a 2x4, or they went out with four-wheelers and just ran all over the crops and made a symbol. This isn't it at all. There are those instances where they've been faked. A circle can easily be faked if it's just that, a circle. But then you have these intricate designs and geometric patterns that would require you to have eyes from above in order to guide you and pinpoint you to where you need to put the crops or bend them or fold them. It would take entirely too many people, entirely too much time, and would easily be seen by anyone in the area when someone's trying to fake it like that to make it that extreme. It's just impossible. Now, the impossible thing, or those that can't fathom the reality that some higher celestial race is creating these things from a far-off distant area, or maybe they are coming close enough to us and they are cloaked and creating these things to try and communicate with us, and we're just not smart enough to know what the heck they're trying to say. And until we are smart enough to understand what they're trying to convey in these messages, then maybe we don't really pose a threat to them at all, and that's why they're toying with us. If we really posed a threat, then I'd say we'd be enslaved by a higher alien overlord at this point. But we're stupid sea monkeys to these beings, if this is the case. Oh, we're like a group of ants working in a colony. We pose zero threat to these beings, which is why they leave these little breadcrumbs of knowledge for us to hopefully figure out on our own. It's entirely possible. I'll leave you with this. I'm going to read an encounter I had in Peebles, Ohio in 2003 involving a crop formation and men in black.
Now playing one of the biggest podcasts of the week on the free iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting.
Here's a closer look at the crop formation mystery. Crop circles are strange patterns that appear mysteriously overnight in farmers' fields. They provoke puzzlement, delight, and intrigue among the press and public alike. These patterns are mostly found in the United Kingdom throughout history, but have managed to spread to dozens of countries around the world through the past decades, including the United States. The mystery has inspired countless books, blogs, fan groups, researchers, which are dubbed serialologists, that's me, and even Hollywood films like Signs. Despite having been studied for decades, the question remains, who or what is making them, and why? Early crop circles. Many people believe that crop circles have been reported for centuries, a claim repeated in many books and websites devoted to this mystery.
Their primary piece of evidence is a woodcut from 1678 that appears to show a field of oat stalks laid out in a circle. Some take this to be the first-hand eyewitness account of a crop circle, not necessarily a formation, but a little historical investigation will show otherwise. The woodcut actually illustrates what in folklore is called a mowing devil, legend in which an English farmer told a worker with whom he was feuding with that he would rather pay the devil himself to cut his oat field than to pay the fee demanded. The source of the harvesting is not unknown or mysterious. It is indeed Satan himself, who, complete with the signature horns and a tail, can be seen in this woodcut design holding a sickle. Some claim that the first crop circles, though they were not called that at the time, appeared near the small town of Tolley, Australia, in 1966. A farmer said he saw a flying saucer rise up from a swampy area and fly away. Then he went to investigate and saw a roughly circular area of debris and apparently flattened reeds and grass, which he assumed had been made by the alien spacecraft from where it had landed, but which police investigators said was likely caused by a natural phenomena such as a dust devil or water spout. Referred in the press as flying saucer nests, the story is more a UFO report than a crop circle report. As in the 1678 mowing devil legend, the case for it being linked to crop circles is especially weak when we consider that the impression of or formation was not made in a crop of any kind, but instead just ordinary grass. A round impression in a lawn or grassy area is not necessarily mysterious, as anyone with a kiddie pool in the backyard should know. Indeed, mysterious circles have appeared in grass throughout the world that are sometimes attributed to fairies, but instead caused by disease. So, scientifically validated with a simple explanation. Modern crop circles, in fact, the first real crop circles didn't appear until the 1970s, when simple circles began appearing in the English countryside. The number and complexity of the circles increased dramatically, reaching a peak in the 1980s and 1990s, when increasingly elaborate circles were produced, including those illustrating complex mathematical equations, which is crop formations, not necessarily circles. The difference is a circle can be easily disputed, because I've seen where hoaxers will take a 2x4 and somehow fashion a rope to their hand and step, slide, create a non-perfect cylindrical circle pattern, and it's not a perfect 360 degrees, but close enough. But you can clearly tell, because when it's man-made, the crop itself is bent or snapped over. Now, when it's a crop formation attributed to a UFO encounter, alien phenomenon, whatever you want to refer to it as, the affected crop that is a part of the formation that is often linked to an eccentric mathematical equation, something that is purely enigmatic as to why it would appear in crops is beyond me, but it's some sort of a telltale sign. They're trying to communicate with us for some reason. Someone is. So when they do this, whenever produces this formation, uses a heat source, because you can see in the crop, it's swollen and engorged at this point because it's been exposed to a high-level heat source. Therefore, it slumps over, much like a dry spaghetti noodle when introduced to hot boiling water will engorge and become floppy. Same happens to the crop when it's exposed to a high-level heat source. Whatever's producing that, it's open to interpretation. But like I said, the regular old crop circles are nothing more than man-made, 9 times out of 10, when it's just a silly circle. I have encountered myself crop formations that are in excess of 300 feet in diameter. And in order to get the design the way it's set up, you would either have to be a giant using a blowtorch to create a pattern such as this, or have some sort of eyes in the sky telling you where to position the crop if it is man-made. And this is something way more complex than a bunch of drunk hillbillies driving around in a four-wheeler and creating patterns. There is something otherworldly to these formations, unlike other mysterious phenomena such as psychic powers, ghosts, or Bigfoot. There is no doubt that crop formations are real. The evidence that they exist is clear and very overwhelming. The real question is, instead, what creates them? And there are ways to investigate that question. You can look at internal and external evidence to evaluate crop formations. The internal information includes the content and meaning of the design. Is there anything that indicates that any information contained in the message is of extraterrestrial origin? Why mathematical equations and extremely elaborate geometric patterns? And then you have external information, including the physical construction of the crop formation itself. Is there anything that indicates that the design was created by anything other than humans? Please hold for an important message from our sponsor.
Fantastic. Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
On Wednesday, October 8th, 2003, I took another chance at investigating another crop formation in Peebles, Ohio. My first attempt fell short of any research at all due to a failing battery and the fact that I was kindly escorted off the property by three men who claimed to be off-duty officers watching for acts of vandalism. During my second attempt, I brought my camcorder again, this time with a backup battery. When I arrived near the property, I pulled into the parking lot of the Serpent Mound Park. This is directly across from the formation. There wasn't a soul for miles, no vehicles of any type, no wind. The sky was clear that day, and there was no visible wildlife. I powered up my camcorder as I walked into the field. The second that I set foot within the formation, my camera went black. I began to feel the same static feeling and the ache in my jaw as I did during my visit to the formation in Bainbridge, Ohio. I was almost knocked to the ground by a powerful gust of wind. As it began to get colder, a voice shot out from behind me saying, "You're going to need to come out of there now, please." I turned around with whip action to see a very tall, very pale man. He was well built, wearing a state trooper uniform, without an ID badge, a hat, or a gun. He was wearing dark sunglasses. However, he just appeared out of thin air. There were no vehicles other than my own anywhere near either of us. It was almost as if he popped up out of the ground, fell from the sky, or teleported from an alternate dimension. I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that this was still a no trespassing zone, I said to the officer. He replied, "Turn off the camera. Come away from the field and get in your car, please." I was shocked that he was so calm and collected about the whole ordeal. "Am I breaking any laws by being here? I'm just researching the area." "Turn off the camera, get in your car, and go home. I will not report this if you comply," the officer replied. Finally, I walked out of the field and turned off my camcorder, as if it were really doing me any good with two failing batteries. I walked past the supposed officer, and all he did was stand in the same position that he had been standing in the entire time. His arms were folded, and his head turned to follow me as I walked by him. It was like walking past the Terminator. I got in my car and pulled out of the parking lot. There were still no other vehicles in sight. There was no way that he would have walked all the way from the police station. I drove past him and watched his movements in my rearview mirror. He turned around and walked directly into the field, then vanished into knee-high crops. I panicked. Where in the world could he have gone? I came to a screeching halt, and then I backed up my car to the same spot where he had been standing. Instantly, on that very spot, my car died, and then it came back on after I attempted to start it. My digital meter display was showing all E's, no numbers. All of my radio stations had been reset, and my camera was working again. This time it displayed full power. My wristwatch was behind the time by 5.5 minutes, and my cell phone was wiped clear. The man who was supposedly an officer was missing. There was no sign of him anywhere in that field. I took off without looking back. On the way home, I called the local police in the area and explained the entire event to their dispatcher. He listened and seemed very interested. He went on to tell me about an onslaught of calls that he had received about UFO sightings within the last 24 hours and people calling and claiming to see strange animals and other bizarre encounters in the area. He believed me and said that he knows for a fact that the area that I was in was not zoned off and I had every right to be there, seeing as how I had permission from the landowner. He knew that there would be no reason for one of his guys or a state trooper to be within that area at that time. He wondered if that guy might be some loon impersonating an officer. I'm left wondering if the individual that I encountered was not a being of this realm, but possibly from another realm entirely.
Thank you, and have a terrific Thanksgiving. Neil Parks signing off.
Yeah.